fine.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 3, 2, 1. With me today is Sanitarium General Manager, Mr. Pierre Van Heerden. How are you today, Pierre?
Very good, thank you. It's really been a great day with the return of Marmite.
Yes, I've got a jar of it next to me, and I made sure to go first thing this morning to Invercargill Pack and Save, and I managed to be the first person to buy some. So thank you very much for putting it back on shelves.
Really pleased that you were able to get your jar early. I know a lot of other New Zealanders were out there very early this morning as well. Are they making sure they got their jars in time?
So it was an earthquake which wiped out Marmite, which was extinct from roughly March 2011 until this very moment, March 2013, when a mosquito preserved in amber was found to have had a belly full of the black yeast breakfast spread. After many billions of dollars, and worth every cent I might add, the Jurassic Park style cloning operation has been judged a success. New Zealand once again has Marmite. Pierre, how has it been inside Sanitarium this past year, with the company unable to produce beloved Marmite?
It's been quite a stressful time for staff and everyone because we've really been working hard to make sure that on shelf we get Marmite back. And during the time, we found a few delays which were unexpected. And once you've set a date and you set your focus on that or focus, to then find that there's additional damage was very disappointing for us. But in the end, we got there and on shelf, Marmite is back. It's the same Marmite that tastes the same as always. So Kiwis can get in and really dig in.
Sanitarium is a huge health food company, iconic to all New Zealanders. The company has long supported vegetarianism, and I'd just love to ask, could you please explain why Sanitarium is so friendly to vegetarians and vegans?
We believe a plant-based diet is a very healthy diet, and there's a lot of science back this up to back. And what we try and do is encourage people to have more plant-based foods within their diet, and they will feel a lot better.
Oh, well, thank you. There's many other products that Sanitarium makes, such as Weet-Bix and Marmite, which are vegan-friendly products. And I'd just like to know, Pierre, is there any chance that Sanitarium could label more of Sanitarium's products as being vegan on the label?
We generally find that people who are vegan or vegetarian look at the ingredients list, what they purchased, and know them. So we haven't really had much of a request for that and haven't investigated it. But I think in general, what they buy, general people knowing when they are looking for vegan products or vegetarian products.
I have to confess to you, Pierre, the general manager of Sanitarium, until Marmite was cloned back into existence, I've spent the last year and a bit sampling other, vastly inferior yeast-based spreads. I've tried Vegemite, I've tried Promite, I've tried that veg spread thing made by Freedom Foods, which is actually labelled vegan on the back, and I've even tried that English knockoff product which tries to infringe your Marmite trademark all the time. While saying this will greatly reduce my chances of interviewing the general managers of those other companies, I have to be honest and say they're just terrible. There's simply no other yeast-based spread which can hold a candle to Marmite. Mr. Pierre Van Heerden, General Manager of Sanitarium New Zealand, could you ever forgive me for being unfaithful to Marmite?
It's going to be difficult, but I'm sure that we can find it in our hearts to forgive you as long as you ensure that going forward you stay true and faithful and have your Marmite on toast every day.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Pierre, and thank you very much for Marmite, which I'm sure everyone in the Invercargill Vegan Society and all my listeners are going to enjoy. Thank you very much for all your hard work at Sanitarium.
It's a big pleasure, and I'd just like to thank all of the consumers out there within your society as well who before have waited patience to get the product back on shelf. It's really very exciting to have it back. We're pleased about that. And I hope you go out and really enjoy Marmite on toast again.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, mate.